Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Celebrating our 17th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate broadcast, and thank you for being with us as we do this. And one of the people we always want to do it with is our good friend Don Cooper. Don is he's a 98 model. He goes all the way back to actually, we've just had his 16th anniversary with us in last month, and Don is one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, the president of the Sales Heretic, and he's our good friend Don Cooper. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be here. Congratulations to you on 17 amazing years of podcast
that?
Success.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it very much. And thank you for being an abiding supporter of all the things that we do. We really appreciate you and as a great member of our Brain Trust and helping us understand how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace a little bit better. And one of those things is a little bit contrary to our normal behavior, and that is sometimes customers don't work out.
That is absolutely correct. We hear all the time that the customer's always right. Do whatever it takes to please the customer and bend over backwards for the customer. And there are exceptions to that rule because sometimes the customer is not right. Sometimes the customer is not even worth having. And there are times when you have to actually fire a customer.
Whoa. Them's fighting words, Don.
Yes, they are. And yet, if you talk to almost any business owner, they will tell you they have had at least one customer from hell.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who was never satisfied, somebody who was always complaining. It might be somebody who always pays late or didn't pay at all.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of things.
But they're high maintenance, but they don't perform themselves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, as a business owner, you only have so much time, so much energy. And your team only has so much time and so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're spending a lot of it dealing with a customer who's not happy and is never going to be happy, that's time and energy you're not spending on your existing good customers, not to mention time that you're not spending going out and finding new good customers.
Right.
So there are times when you've got to say, okay, that's it. We can't do this anymore.
So when you say fire a customer, how do you say do that?
Well, here's an example. My father and I used to run a courier service back in Washington, D.C., and we had a problem where he was just never happy no matter what we did. And you know, we provided a great service. We were one of the best in the area. And finally we said to this guy, you know, it seems that whatever we do, you're not happy with us. It would probably be best if you found somebody else to work with.
Right.
And he did. And that didn't last very long. After about a month, he called us back and basically begged to come back. And
what you ought to do is go to one of your competitors and say, "Can I have one of your cards, please?"
Yeah.
And then take their card and take it to that customer. And say, "Look, would you contact this guy next time you want our service? We think you might want to go spend some time over there for a while."
Yeah, say to the person, clearly we're not making you happy.
Right.
Clearly we can't meet your needs. Clearly we can't reach the level of satisfaction you're looking for. So here's what we're going
to And as of right now, you're not the kind of customer that helps us be successful.
I don't know if you need to say that necessarily.
Well, I think if you're going to get to that point, I think it's okay to say to customers, you know, John, we only have about 100 customers. We don't have to conquer the world to be successful. And we like to work with customers who like what we do and who actually allow us to be successful. And right now, you're not one of those guys.
I think while you can say that, I don't think it really helps you a whole lot.
Okay.
But it feels so good.
But it feels good, Don.
It can.
Oh,
it can.
I felt good. I felt good just saying it to nobody just now.
Yep, it definitely can. I think it's just easier to let them down and put the focus on how it's not working out. It's kind of like breaking up a relationship. Say, look, it's not working out.
Yeah.
It it's probably best for both of us if we go our separate ways. Mm-hmm. And just kind of leave it at that. Try not to get emotional, because that's what you don't want. You don't want an emotional customer.
I walked into a shop 2 months ago out west. I was out west and walked into this little tiny small business on Main Street out there. And the lady, I walked in, as I always do, I said, "How's things going? How's business?" She said, "Business is good, except for this one customer from hell." Those were her exact words. And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, they're demanding all this special treatment or shipping and blah, blah, blah." And I said, and I just hadn't even thought about it. I just said, "You should never have a customer from hell." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You should charge them enough so that if they pay it, you want them to come back and be the customer from hell again so that you can charge them again because you love that kind of business. Or they go away and they don't come back because they didn't like what you charged them." And either way you win. But the point I was making is, if you do that, you should never have a customer from hell.
Yeah, that's a good option. To charge them more and keep raising the price until they decide it's too expensive, or it's profitable enough for you to put up with it.
Right.
There are times though when a customer is so difficult to work with, no amount of money is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I dealt with one before. A couple years ago, I had a client that was so difficult for me to work with. They literally made my job harder as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to review every bit of my slide. They insisted on changing my slide.
Yeah.
And every part of the process, they kept handcuffing me and telling me what I couldn't do and what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew nothing about presentation skills. They knew nothing about
adult. What did you do?
They knew, I finished the program with them, and then I said, I don't think I'm the right speaker for you from
mm-hmm.
now on.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the onus on me, because I don't want to grab somebody else, because on social media, then
but
they
next
can get back
time,
at you.
Next time, try that and say, okay, it's this rate, double your rate, it's this rate if you have to check everything I do, but it's this rate if you don't.
It wasn't worth it to me.
I know. I can see that. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to move on. You know it in your gut, right? Hold on to that thought, Don. We're going to come right back with Don Cooper. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.